Florida's Republican governor, Charlie Crist, has just 6 days to decide whether to change his party affiliation and run for the U.S. Senate as an independent. Crist is almost certain to lose the Republican nomination to Marco Rubio, the former Speaker of the Florida House. Rubio is a favorite of the Tea Party movement, and Crist, who was once talked about as Republican presidential material, has fallen out of favor with his party because of his support for President Obama's stimulus plan. Now, in the bars and political hangouts around Tallahassee, there's one big question people are asking. Will Charlie Crist ditch the Republican Party? Adam Smith, political editor for the St. Petersburg Times, may have that answer. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
So now, what are you hearing from folks in Tallahassee? I mean, what are the odds that this is going to happen?
I think the odds look to be pretty good. The only thing he has ruled out is just dropping out of the campaign altogether. So the choices are running for the Republican nomination, where most people think that's virtually impossible for him to do, or run as an independent, where it's very, very hard for him to do, and all signs so far point to him running as an independent.
Explain this to me, Adam. How did a guy like Charlie Crist, who by most accounts is pretty conservative, how did he become the scourge of the Florida Republican Party?
I think there are so many reasons. Clearly, the notorious hug and the picture and the vocal endorsement of the stimulus package did not help.
The hug, of course, you're referring to as hug of President Obama.
Right. And for the record, Obama hugged first, so Charlie just hugged back.
I wonder, I mean, you have known him for more than a decade. Marco Rubio has now been endorsed by former Vice President Dick Cheney, by former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Do you think that personally he has been hurt by this massive turnaround in support?
I think to some extent, yes, but it's striking. The world and the ground is collapsing around him. And if you see him recently, he seems like as upbeat and as relaxed as you ever see him.
How do you think he keeps up that kind of sunny disposition?
That is Charlie Crist. He is the eternal optimist and a bizarrely sunny individual at all times.
Is it now seen as a liability among Florida Republicans to simply work in a bipartisan way? I mean, is that now enough to get you tagged as an insincere Republican?
I think to some extent that is maybe the fundamental mistake that Charlie Crist made, was that he looked at the Obama election and he saw this post-partisanship, and he just fundamentally misjudged how deep that sentiment was and how long it would last.
If Charlie Crist does run as an independent, give us a sense of what he would face.
Well, it's not a Joe Lieberman, when Lieberman and Lamont were the only two credible candidates. This is a case where you've got a very credible Democrat, Kendrick Meek, and a very credible Republican, Marco Rubio. And usually in Florida, both sides have a solid 40%. So Charlie Crist is going to really have to peel a lot of voters off from both sides. And he's going to have probably a very significant financial disadvantage because he won't be able to raise money from the normal partisan groups.
Now, what happens to Crist should he run as an independent and lose? Would the Republicans ever have him back, or do you think that is the end of his relationship with the Republican Party?
You know, you could never underestimate Charlie Crist, but you've got to think that's the end of his relationship with the Republican Party. He is a severely damaged individual, and yet if he does win as an independent, he will be an extraordinary figure on the national scene.
That's Adam Smith. He's the political editor for the St. Petersburg Times in Florida. Adam, thank you so much.
Sure.